ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாபியாம் நமஹாம். பிரம்மசூத்ரா செகண்ட் சாப்டர் அவிரோத அத்தியாயா ஸ்மிருத்யதிகரணம் ஸ்மிருத்யனவகாசதோஷ பிரசங்கா இது சேத் ந அந்யஸ்மிருத்யனவகாசதோஷ பிரசங்காத் இத்தரேஷாம் ச அனுபலப்தேஹே யோக பிரத்யுக்ததிகரணம் ஏதேன யோக பிரத்யுக்தா விலக்ஷணத்வாதிகரணம் ந விலக்ஷணத்வாதஸ்ய ததாத்வம் ச சப்தாத் அபிமானி வ்யபதேஷஸ்து விசேஷ அனுகதிப்யாம் த்ருஷ்யதே தூம் அசதிதி சேத் ந பிரதிஷேதமாத்ரத்வாத் அபீதௌ தத்வத் பிரசங்காத் அசமஞ்சசம் நது திருஷ்டாந்தபாவாத் ஸ்வபக்ஷதோஷாச்ச தர்க்கா பிரதிஷ்டானாத் அப்யன்யதா அனுமேயமிதி சேத் ஏவமபி அனிர்மோக்ஷ பிரசங்கஹ சிஷ்டா பரிக்ரஹாதிகரணம் ஏதேன சிஷ்டா பரிக்ரஹ அபி வ்யாக்யாதாஹ போக்த்ராபத்யதிகரணம் போக்த்ராபத்தேஹே அவிபாகச்சேத் சியால்லோகவத் ஆரம்பணாதிகரணம் ததனன்யத்வம் ஆரம்பணசப்தாதிப்யஹ பாவேச்சோபலப்தேஹே சத்வாச்சாவரஸ்ய அசத்வபதேஷாத்னேதி சேத் ந தர்மாந்தரேண வாக்கியசேஷாத் யுக்தே சப்தாந்தராச்ச படவச்ச யதாச்ச பிராணாதி இதரவபதேஷாதிகரணம் இத்தரவபதேஷாத் ஹித அகரணாதிதோஷ பிரசக்தி அதிகம் து பேத நிர்தேசாத் அசமாதிவச்ச தத் அனுபபத்தி உபசம்ஹார தர்ஷனாதிகரணம் உபசம்ஹார தர்ஷனான்னேதி சேத் ந க்ஷீரவத்தி தேவாதிவத் அபி லோகே கிருஷ்ண பிரசக்ததிகரணம் கிருஷ்ண பிரசக்தி நிரவயத்வ நிரவயவத்வ சப்தகோபோவாம். This is the 26th sutra of this pada, 160th running Brahma Sutra. So we saw in the last class that the Sankhya, Yoga, Nyaya, Vaisheshika, all these philosophers, they say Vedantin's teaching is fundamentally illogical and defective. Because Vedantins, what do they say? They say Brahman is Nityam and Brahman is also Karanam. Nityatvam and Karanatvam cannot coexist in one substance. For example, when a seed becomes a tree, the seed gets destroyed and tree comes. Therefore, Vedantins fundamentally violate the important law. That is why they said, Samanvayaha Asiddhaha. You try to establish Samanvaya in the first chapter of Brahma Sutra, Purapakshi is still Vedantins. You try to establish Samanvaya in the first chapter of Brahma Sutra, Nityam Brahma Jagat Karanam is your teaching. And Purvapaksha's contention is that Vedantin's premise that Brahman is Nityam and Karanam does not hold water. This is Purvapaksha's objection. Now we will see Siddhantin's answer. The Siddhantin says, O Purvapaksha, Pakshi, you should accept the basic agreement that we all have. If not, there will be a problem. What is that? You know very well, we discussed the problem of Karanam of the universe. Jagat Karanam is what we are talking about. We are not talking about the cause of a yogurt, whether milk self-destroys to become yogurt or not. We discussed the cause of space, time, and we are in the field of cosmology. We know that with respect to the cause of universe, perception and logic will not work, which we have already agreed upon. If you take logic and perception, you will end up with what? Satkaryavada or Asatkaryavada, which we have discussed and negated also earlier. Mandukya Karika, chapters 3 and 4, elaborately discussed all that. And the basic lesson is that we are supposed to have understood what? Jagat Karana Vishaye pratyaksham anumanancha na pramanam when it comes to jagat karana vishaya. Pratyaksha anumana, they are not pramanam. Naisha tarkena matirapaneya, Isayam Kathopanishad. Aniyan hetarkyam anupramanat. We have seen all these vakyas. We have seen all these statements in Kathopanishad and other places. Beauty of Advaitam is what? Advaitin logically proves that logic is defective. Advaitin logically proves that logic is defective. And it does not work with respect to jagat karana vishaya. Achintya kalu ye bhavaha natam starkena yojayet. Achintya kalu ye bhavaha natam starkena yojayet. Upanishad again said. So there are things which are beyond pratyaksham and anumanam, and we call those topics as what? Apaurusheya vishayaha. So these things we have already discussed, we have agreed upon. So Siddhantin tells Purvapakshi, we have already agreed upon, we have discussed this, and there is no need to discuss this again here. Since pratyaksha and anumana do not work, we have decided to take the Shruti, Vedas, as the only source of knowledge. These are all the arguments, the agreements we have already made. Pratyakshe nanu mityavam yastupayona vidyate yenam vindanti vedena tasmat vedasya vedata. The very definition of Veda is what? That means of knowledge which deals with only those topics which are beyond perception and logic. Science, logic means science. It is very nicely said, where physics ends, metaphysics begins. Therefore, we are in the meta field. We should not forget that. And whatever Veda teaches is the conclusion. And we cannot question the conclusions of Vedas. For science, ultimate pramanam is sense organs. In the Apaurusheya Vishaya, Veda Shastram is final. And this has been accepted by the Purvapakshi. That is the Nyaya, Vaiseshika, Sankhyas, all of them accepted it. Now we should see what Veda says about Jagat Karanam itself. Just as sense organs report, that report of the sense organs is final in science, Veda's reporting is final in spiritual matters. Veda says Brahman is both Nityam and Karanam. For this, there is Shruti support in various Upanishads and also in Bhagavad Gita. Not only Brahman is Nityam, but also Brahman is Karanam. Brahman can be both Nityam and Karanam, and never question the conclusion. All logic should be used not to question the conclusion, but logic should be used to understand the conclusion, assimilate the conclusion, but never question the conclusion. Because it is Shruti-based, Veda-based. The mistake committed by the Sankhya is what? Sankhya questions the conclusions of the Vedas. Vedantin say, use logic to assimilate the conclusion given by the Vedas. And the Purvapakshi asks, how can I digest the conclusion that Brahman is Nityam and Karana? When you say Brahman is Karanam, it is Upadana Karanam. Brahman has become the universe. It is Shruti statement number one. Brahman has become the universe. And when you say Brahman has become the creation, it means Brahman has destroyed itself to become the creation, like the seed becoming a tree. However, the second statement, what does it say? Brahman has not become the creation. If it becomes the creation, the Brahman will destroy itself. How are we going to reconcile these two statements? It has become the universe, so Brahman is Karanam. Brahman has become creation means Brahman has destroyed itself to become creation. And the second statement is what? Brahman is eternal, which means Brahman has not become the creation. Brahman appears as the creation. This has been done by acharyas who studied the seemingly contradictory statements. Brahman has become the world without becoming the world. So we will go in the right direction. That is proved by the Shruti itself. Again, somebody is, I don't know who is, microphone is still on. iPad 2, whomsoever is that. So now we have to, so ajayamano bahudha vijayate. Ajayamanaha, without becoming the world. Bahudha vijayate, it has become the world. And again, Bhagavad Gita says, Ajopi sannavyayatmam, bhutanam ishwaropi sannam, prakritim swamadishthaya, sambhavamyatma mayaya. Though I am unborn, and myself is imperishable, I mean imperishable, though I am the Lord of all creatures, yet establishing myself in my own nature, I come into being through my power of Maya. The Lord says, without being born, I am born. Ajaha, I am not born. Without being born, how can I reconcile that? Only in one way, that Brahman is seemingly born. Not really born, apparently born as creation without really becoming creation. And such upadana karanam has got a special name. We already mentioned in the last class, it is called vivarta karanam. When a cause seemingly becomes an effect without really becoming the effect, it is called vivarta karanam. And when it becomes an effect, it is called parinama upadana karanam. So really, becoming something else is parinama karma. Without destroying itself, remaining as it is, seemingly becoming something else is vivarta karana. That is how the intellect should assimilate this. So whenever cause is vivarta karanam, product is of lesser order of reality. This also we mentioned. Parinami karanam and the effect, the karyam, have the same order of reality. Vivarta karanam and vivarta karyam is, one is higher order of reality, namely vivarta karanam, and the other vivarta karyam is lower order of reality. The Upanishad itself gives the swapna, dream example. For example, you become a river in a dream without becoming a river. You become Brahma vivarta karanam, and it can have nityatvam also simultaneously, karanam and nityatvam both. Here Vedantins say they counter question the Purvapakshi. Sankhya and Nyaya Vaisheshika philosophers, he asked them, you are not willing to accept Brahman both as Nityam and Karana. This is your conclusion. Let me ask you a question, O Sankhya. What is the Jagat Karanam according to you? And Vyasacharya asked this yoga philosophers also. He has come to my point now. Vyasacharya asked, is your Pradhanam Prakriti Nityam or Anityam? And Sankhya yoga philosopher, he says, Pradhanam is Nityam and Jagat Karanam also. So Nitya Pradhanam is Jagat Karanam, he says. So when I say Nityam Brahman is Jagat Karanam, you say, how can Brahman be Nityam and Karanam? But you yourself say, Pradhanam is Nityam and Karanam. How can that be possible? It also violates the same rule. Thus, when Sankhya and yoga are dismissed, then the Nyaya Vaisheshika philosopher, he comes. And he says, you Vedantins should follow me. Vedantins ask them also, what is your Jagat Karanam? And he says, Anuhu or Paramanu is Jagat Karanam. And then Vedantins ask the question, is your Paramanu Nityam or Anityam? Here Paramanu also is said to be both Nityam and Karanam. So whatever be the reason, if you can accept Paramanu and Pradhanam as both Nityam and Karanam, you can accept Brahman also in the same manner. So all the three, they enjoy the same status. Sankhya, Yoga, they both say Pradhanam is Nityam and Jagat Karanam. Nyaya, Vaisheshikas, they say Paramanu is Nityam and Jagat Karanam. And Vedantins say Brahman is Nityam and Jagat Karanam. So either all the three must be equally right, or all the three must be equally wrong. Since all three enjoy the same status of Nityatvam and Karanatvam. And we say, if all the three are equal, then there should be somebody more equal here. We should vote for Brahman only because it is supported by Vedic teaching alone. Pradhanam and Paramanu have no support from Vedas for creation. Since Brahman has Shrautatvam, Shruti support, Vedic support, Brahman alone enjoys the Nityatvam and the Karanatvam of Jagat, the creation. Brahman can be Abhinna nimitta upadana karana. We have used all these terms earlier. There is no logical objection when nityatvam and karanatvam are together with respect to Brahman. Now we will give the same idea in a different format. In the last class I mentioned there are two formats. One format is just what we discussed. I will give the other format. Just to refresh, the parinami karanam and nityatvam cannot coexist. Whereas vivarta karanam and nityatvam can coexist. And only thing that we should notice is, in the case of vivarta karanam, the product will be of a lesser order of reality. If vivarta karanam is paramarthika satyam, the higher order of reality, the vivarta karyam, the world, the jagat, will be vyavaharika satyam of a lower order of reality. The waker, for example, the waker is paramarthika satyam. And the dream is pratibhasika satyam. It is based on this importance principle only. Shankaracharya has written in his Brahmajnanavali Mala. We have seen this portion. I once in some other context recited the entire Brahmajnanavali Mala. The slokas 20 based on Viveka Chudamani sloka. Brahma satyam jagan mitya jivo brahmaivana paraha. Anena vedyam yachastram iti vedanta dindimaha. Which means the world, the jagat, they are all of lower order of reality, mithya. If the world is real, then Brahman should be super real. If swapna is real, then we will say jagrat is super real. And if jagrat is super real, then Brahman will be maha super real. The order of reality. We are particular that the order of realities differ. They are, what are those? Paramarthika satyam, vyavaharika satyam, and pratibhasika satyam. There are two satyams and one anritham accepted by the shastra. Anritham means unreal. So this concept is not there in any of the 11 darshanas. So many darshanas we have seen. In any of them it is not there. This is the first format. And the Purvapaksha says, if the entire Brahman becomes the world, then no Brahman will remain distinct from the world. And that if a part of Brahman becomes real, the scriptural context, scriptural text, which declares Brahman to be without parts will be violated. If part of Brahman has to become real, has to become the creation, that means it will be distinct. Then the Brahman without parts will be violated. Part and whole cannot be talked about. And now we'll come to the second part of the same format of the same Adhikaranam, as I mentioned. In this format, the Purvapaksha happens to be Sankhya philosopher. And behind him, all the other people line up, all the yogas and all the other Purvapakshis, they line up. So instead of asking whether Brahman is Savayavam or Niravayavam, with parts or without parts, is partless or with parts, let us assume Brahman is partless or Niravayavam. Avayavam, parts. Niravayavam, partless. So if Brahman is partless, no parts, to create the universe, the total Brahman has to undergo a change to produce the universe. And unfortunately, you say, Sankhya philosopher is not aware or accept vivarta upadana karanam at all. Therefore, Sankhya's mind is fixed on parinami karanam only. If Brahman has parts, one part of Brahman changes and the other parts do not change. So you cannot take the partial modification to be possible in the case of Brahman, because according to you, Brahman has no parts. It is not like milk becoming yogurt. You cannot say that the top portion becomes milk and the other part becomes yogurt. In case of Brahman, you cannot use a part to become world and the other parts to be as it is. So till the whole Brahman becomes the world, there is no question of Brahman remaining. That is presented now. So when Brahman is not there, but what is available is the world only, there is no Brahman at all, because the entire Brahman has changed to world, then where is the question of Brahmajnanam? There's no Brahman, it all changed to world. And Brahmajnanam is not there, where is the question of liberation or moksha? So if there is no jnanam or moksha, where is the question of pramanam also? If Brahmajnanam is not there is no Shastram, no Karma Yoga, no Jnana Yoga, no Brahma Sutras also. If Brahman is not there is no Jnanam and Moksha. And to solve this problem, this Sankhya philosopher gives another suggestion. He says, Brahman is Savayavam, endowed with parts. If you accept Brahman is Savayavam, your problem is not solved and you will have other problems. Savayavam means Brahman has parts. So one part of Brahman will be intact and the other part will be destroyed and the world will be created. So let the world be part. The world be part of Brahman and another part of Brahman be changeless. Let us assume. We know that Nirvikaram Brahman and Jnanam of Nirvikaram Brahman will give moksha. This is a possible argument. So you know only the Nirvikaram part of it, so you'll gain moksha also. And the Savikaram part of it, Savayam part of it, let it change it over. His contention may be, Advaitin may forward such a possible solution. This is what Purupakshi thinks. Brahman is accepted as Savayavam and consequently a part of Brahman may be destroying itself to become the universe and other part being Nirvikaram, one can gain Brahmajnanam and gain moksha. So the Sankhya philosopher suggests this possibility. And to accept this solution, Advaitin has to accept Brahman as Savayavam with parts. That is, Brahman has parts. But Sankhya philosopher says what? You cannot accept Brahman as endowed with parts because you yourself said Brahman is Niravayavam. So if at all you attempt to say something like that, I am going to put a brake on you. That is one of the arguments you have given when you negated the concept of Visishtadvaitam, the Beda Beda Vada. In Shankaracharya's time, there is no Visishtadvaitam as we know today. In Shvetasvatara Upanishad, we already quoted this mantra earlier in the 19th mantra. Nishkalam Nishkriyam Shantam Niravadyam Niranjanam Amritasya Param Setum Tagdendanami Vanalam. The one who is without parts, actions are fault, any dosha, taint, and tranquil. Without any of them, it's very tranquil. So if you accept Brahman is without parts, Nishkalam and all that thing, and yet the material cause of the universe, then we have to admit that the entire Brahman modifies into universe only. So there will be then no Brahman left, then Brahmajnanam is not possible, moksha is not possible in the absence of Brahman. So when Brahmajnanam is not there, Shastra Pramanam also will not be there. There is karma, etc., all those. Now Advaitin has to answer this premise. On the contrary, if it is said that a portion of Brahman only becomes the universe, then we will have to accept that Brahman is made up of parts, which is denied by the scriptural texts also. Divyo hemurta purushaha sabahya abhyanta rohyajaha aprano hemana shubraha kaksharat parataparaha Brihadaranyaka in the second chapter. The heavenly person, purushaha, without body, and he is both within and he is not produced. Again, in Brihadaranyaka, again it is said, idam mahadbhutam anantam aparam vijnana ghana eva. That great being, that purushaha, mahadbhutam, is endless, anantam, aparam, unlimited, consisting of nothing but jnanam, vijnana ghana eva. Again, Brihadaranyaka again says, sayesha neti neti atma agrihyaha nahi grihyate. Ashiryaha nahi shiryate. This entire mantra we have read earlier. That person has to be described only as neti, naiti, naiti, naiti. This is not this, it is not this, it is not this. And again, Brihadaranyaka again says, saho vacha etad vaitate akshara gargi brahmana abhivadanti astulam ananu akhrasvam adirgam alohitam asneham achayam atamaha avayu anakasham asangam achakshushkam ashrotram avak amanaha atejaskam apranam amukham amatram anantaram abahyam natadashnadi kinchana natadashnadi kaschana. It is neither coarse nor fine. All that thing we have seen, all these mantras, all these passages, they deny the existence of parts or distinctions in Brahman. So whatever has form or parts is perishable. And therefore, Brahman will become perishable or non-eternal if the concept of part Brahman, Brahman endowed with parts, is accepted. These are all the arguments given by the Purvapakshi. Now Siddhanti, he gives the answer. Oh Purvapakshi, when you ask whether Brahman is Savayavam or Niravayavam, tell me whether it is from the Paramarthika Drishti or Vyavaharika Drishti. We should not mix the orders of reality. We have already agreed upon this. And Advaita will be enjoyable only if we do not mix the degree of reality. As you talk of Srishti, creation, it must be from Vyavaharika Drishti alone. And from Vyavaharika Drishti, Brahman is Savayavam only, endowed with parts only. From the empirical angle, Brahman is Savayavam. Brahman has two amshas. One is the Chetana Amsha, the sentient part, Amsha. And the other is Achetana Amsha, Shakti Amsha, or Maya Amsha, Shakti, Paraprakriti, and Aparaprakriti. All those terms we have used. Once you look Brahman from the Vyavaharika Drishti, generally with Maya Sahitam, Brahman is Ishwara. Ishwara minus Maya is Brahman. Brahman, Ishwara plus Maya is Brahman. So Brahman plus Maya is Ishwara. It is the modified Brahman with Maya, which creates the world. When I say the world is born out of Brahman, it should be understood that it is with Maya Shakti the world is created. The Shakti or Maya is part of Brahman and it is Savayavam Brahman. The original Brahman, the Chetanam Brahman, continues to be intact. And when we talk about Brahma Jnanam, we talk of Nirvikara Rupam, the Chaitanya Rupam, or changeless Brahman is what we are talking about. Once we realize that the Nirvikara Chaitanya Surupam Brahman, we gain liberation. Once we understand that knowledge, that is self-knowledge. We say Brahman is Niravayavam from Paramarthika Drishti. From whose standpoint of Paramarthika Drishti? Maya part of Brahman is not there. If there is no Maya Amsa, there is no modification. Only when the Maya Amsa is recognized, there will be modification. And then there will be no creation, no liberation. Paramarthika Drishti, there is no Maya, there is no Sadhana, there is no Srishti, none of them from the Paramarthika angle or absolute reality angle. Paramarthika Brahman is not Karanam also. All the creation, whatever we talk about, and what follows creation, they are all from Vyavaharika plane only. Therefore, there is no contradiction in accepting Savayavatvam, Brahman endowed with parts, and Niravayavatvam without any parts. One from the Paramarthika Drishti Niravayavatvam, and other creation from the Vyavaharika angle. So we boldly admit we are Visishtadvaitins also from Vyavaharika angle. Once we shift to Paramarthika angle, we are in Advaita. This is the important teaching conveyed in this Adhikaran. Now let us see the general analysis of the first sutra, because this should be both the drishtis, Paramarthika Drishti and Vyavaharika Drishti, should be understood. So the whole sutra, as I told you, is a Purvapaksha sutra. The first part of the sutra establishes the dosha. If we take Brahman as partless, and there will be total transformation, and the Brahman will not be available. Because if Brahman has no parts and the Brahman has to become the world, the entire Brahman has to change into world and there will be no Brahman left. Only the world that is created alone will be there. That is, Brahman will not be available. And the second point is, if Brahman is accepted as Savayava, endowed with parts, it will contradict the statement of Niravayavatvam, because we have already told Brahman is Niravayavam in the Shruti. Now let us see the word. This is the Purvapaksha. These are the doubts and these are the issues. Now let us see the word analysis. Krishna prasaktihi niravayavacha shabdakopova. This is the 26th sutra. And Krishna prasaktihi, if Brahman is the cause, there is the possibility of the total transformation of Brahman. And niravayavatva shabdakopahava. The contradiction is what? Shruti statement which reveals the partlessness of Brahman. The significance of the word is what? Krishna prasaktihi, total. By the word total, Sankhya, he implies total transformation will come if you accept Brahman as niravayavam, without parts. The entire Brahman will change. The whole Brahman will destroy itself when you accept niravayavam. And after destruction, Brahman will not be there and will be followed by absence of Brahman and all that. This is the objection number one. Then niravayavam means partlessness of Brahman. So shabda means shruti, the Veda, Vedic statements. Shabda kopava, the Vedic statements that reveal partlessness of Brahman. Given above, that we have to understand. That's not given in the sutra, we have to understand. So this is the violation of shruti when you claim Brahman as endowed with parts, savayavam. So two doshas, if you assume both niravayavam and savayavam, two doshas we got. Now Sankhya has separated Purusha from Prakriti. And all systems accept more than one. Now except Advaitam, all systems accept more than one. Now we will go to the next sutra. So this is the Purvapaksha Sutra only. Next sutra we have to go and see. Shrutestu shabdamulatvat. This is the 27th sutra. Shrutestu shabdamulatvat. 161st. Running Brahma Sutra. So the objection raised in the 25th sutra is further refuted here. And in this Adhikaranam, the Purvapakshi makes an objection to the Vedantin, the Vedantic's teaching, Vedantin's teaching in Sutra 26 that we already saw. And he asked the question whether Brahman is savayavam, endowed with parts, or niravayavam, without parts. Brahman endowed parts or partless. And the Purvapakshi pointed out in the previous sutra that we just saw, either way you will have a problem. Whether it is savayavam or niravayavam, you will have a problem. If it is savayavam, it will be perishable. It will be anityam, being of parts. And our answer is what? Brahman is both savayavam and niravayavam. It is both. And we say we have got Shruti Pramanam for that. In Sankhya philosophy, Prakriti is independent entity. But in Advaitam, Shakti Maya is integral part of Brahman. In Sankhya philosophy, Purusha and Prakriti are two independent entities. In Advaitam, Shakti is integral part of Brahman. It is the Maya part of Brahman that undergoes changes to form creation. The Maya aspect, all the Panchabhutas, the Sukshma Shariram, the Stula Shariram, all are modifications of Prakriti, or Achetana Amsha Brahman, all the Panchabhutas, five elements, Sukshma Shariram, Pancha Jnanendriyani, Pancha Karmendriyani, Pancha Pranadayaha, Manas, Buddhi, Chitta, Ahankara, all these 19. And the grass body, all are modifications of Prakriti only, or Achetana Amsha of Brahman. Even after the arrival of Jiva, Jagat, Chetana Amsha of Brahman continues to be the same, even after Srishti. Even after creation of Jiva and Jagat, the sentient aspect of Brahman continues to be the same and is available for realization to gain moksha. One can gain self-knowledge to gain moksha even after creation has happened. The Savayavam Amsha of Brahman is behind the formation of the entire creation. That is the Maya part. In Bhagavad Gita, also in the 10th chapter, Krishna says, Athava bahunaitena kim jnatena tava arjuna. விஷ்டவியாஹமிதம் கிருத்ஸ்னம் ஏகாம்சேன ஸ்திதோ ஜகத். ஏகாம்சேன ஸ்திதா ஜெயத் சப்போர்ட் தி என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ் ப்ரொவைடிங் இட் வித் அ சிங்கிள் ஃபிராக்ஷன் ஆஃப் மை செல்ஃப். ஏகாம்சேன. அண்ட் புருஷ சுப்தம் ஆல்சோ சேஸ் பாதோ ஓ செவிஸ்வா பூதானி த்ரிபாதஸ்யாமிருதம் திவீம் த்ரிபாதூர்த்வவு தைத்புருஷா பாதோ ஓ ஸ்யேஹா பவாத் புனஹா. ஆல் திஸ் ஓன்லி இஸ் அ டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் கிரேட்னஸ். புருஷா ஹிம்செல்ஃப் இஸ் மச் 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 மோர் தன் எனி ஆஃப் தீஸ். தேர்ஃபோர் பிரம்மன் இஸ் சாவயவம். ஸ்ருதி சப்போர்ட் இஸ் தேர். ஒன் குவார்டர் இஸ் திஸ் ஒன் குவார்டர் இஸ் தட் ஆல் தட் திங் இட் சேஸ். Brahman is niravayavam, for which also Shruti support is there. Brahman is nishkalam, it is said in Shvetashvatara Upanishad that we already read. Chandogya also says that. In many Upanishads, the niravayavatvam of Brahman has been declared. We have seen it in many places. How can Brahman be both savayavam and niravayavam in one locus, namely Brahman? Is it not illogical? This is the question by the Purvapaksha. For that Shankaracharya, he gives the answer. He says, Savayavatvam is of lower order of reality. It is part of Brahman, but the same as Brahman. It is called Mithya or Vyavaharika Satyam. Vyavaharika Satyam is equal to Mithya. It is Avidya Kalpitam. Vyavaharika Satyam is equal to Mithyam. It is Avidya Kalpitam, arising out of ignorance. Shakti part of Brahman is Mithya. Prakriti part of Brahman is Mithya. Savayavam part of Brahman is also Mithya. Ishvara status also is Vyavaharika Satyam only, otherwise Mithya. Because of that, creation has come, and this creation is also otherwise known as Mithya only. So also, Dvaita Janya Samsara is also Mithya. Then what about the Guru, Sishya, Sadhanani and all that thing? That is also Vyavaharika Satyam only or Mithya only. Nirvana Shatkam Acharya very nicely says, Name Mrityu Shanka, Name Jati Bhedaha, பிதா நைவ மே நைவ மாதா ந ஜன்மா ந பந்துர் ந மித்ரம் குருர் நைவ சிஷ்யா. நோ குரு சிதானந்த ரூபா சிவோகம் சிவோகம். அல்டிமேட்லி வென் ஐ சே ஐ ஆம் லிபரேட்டட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? த இவெண்ட் ஆஃப் லிபரேஷன் இஸ் ஆல்சோ வியாபகாரிக சத்தியம் ஒன்லி ஆர் மித்யா. தர்ஃபோர் பிரம்மணா சாவயவத்வம் ஈஸ்வரத்வம் ஜெகத் காரணத்வம் ஏதத் சர்வம் வியாவகாரிக்கம். ஆல் ஆஃப் தம் பாரமார்த்திக திருஷ்டியாம் பிரம்மன் இஸ் நிரவயவம். தர்ஃபோர் ஜெகத் காரணத்வம் அபி நாஸ்தி ஈஸ்வரத்வம் அபி நாஸ்தி. தேர் இஸ் த ப்ராப்ளம். தேர் இஸ் நோ ஜெகத் காரணத்வம் ஆல்சோ, தேர் இஸ் நோ ஈஸ்வரத்வம் ஆல்சோ. தேர் இஸ் த ப்ராப்ளம். And this is the answer given. Now let us go do the word analysis of the sutra. Shrutestu shabda moolatvat is the sutra. Shrutestu shabda moolatvat. First let us see the running meaning of this sutra. Shrutestu, shrutestu is made up of two words. It's a compound word. Shrutehe plus tu. Tu, let us take the word tu first. Tu refers to the objection is not valid. Shrutehe, because there are Shruti statements. So the objection that the Purvapakshi gives is not valid because there are Shruti statements revealing the partial transformation at Vyavaharika level. That is to be understood. It is not given in the sutra. We have to understand. We have to supply that meaning. Because there are Shruti statements revealing the partial transformation at Vyavaharika level. Vyavaharika level, very important. All this partial, total and all only at Vyavaharika level. Shabda moolatvat, and because there are Shruti statements revealing the partlessness, niravayavatvam of Brahman at Paramarthika level. Shabda moolatvat only is there because there are Shruti statements. We have to supply other things revealing the partlessness, niravayavatvam of Brahman. At Paramarthika level, we have to understand. Therefore, there is no contradiction. Now we will see the significance of the words. ది ఫస్ట్ వర్డ్ ఇస్ శృతేహే, శృతేహే టు శృతేహే బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది శృతి స్టేట్మెంట్, వేదిక్ స్టేట్మెంట్. సో హేతో పంచమి. సో హియర్ ది వర్డ్ శృతేహే ఇస్ యూస్డ్ టు షో దట్ దెర్ ఆర్ శృతి స్టేట్మెంట్స్ రివీలింగ్ ది సవయవత్వం ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ అండ్ ది శృతి వాక్యం రెఫర్డ్ ఈస్ ఇన్ పురుష సూక్తం అస్ ఐ మెన్షన్ ఏతావానస్య మహిమ అతో జ్యాయాగస్య పురుష పాదోసే విశ్వాభూతాని త్రిపాదస్య అమృతం దివి. అండ్ ది క్రూషియల్ లైన్ ఇస్ హియర్ వాట్ పాదః అస్య విశ్వాభూతాని. పాదః మీన్స్ ఎ పార్ట్, ఎ క్వార్టర్ ఇస్ ద హోల్ క్రియేషన్. ద క్వార్టర్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎంటైర్ ఆఫ్ ద బ్రహ్మన్, ఎ పార్ట్ ఓన్లీ ఇస్ ద హోల్ క్రియేషన్. ది విచ్ పార్ట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ది మాయా పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ ద హోల్ క్రియేషన్, మాయా అంశ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్. అండ్ ద త్రీ క్వార్టర్స్ త్రిపాదస్య అమృతం దివి, త్రీ క్వార్టర్స్ ఆర్ అబౌవ్ క్రియేషన్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఇండికేట్స్ ద బ్రహ్మన్ అంశం. ఇట్ ఇస్ అ ఫిగరేటివ్ యూస్. సో వీ షుడ్ నాట్ ఇమీడియట్లీ థింక్ దర్ ఆర్ పార్ట్స్, వన్ క్వార్టర్ ఇస్ దిస్ అండ్ త్రీ క్వార్టర్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్ దిస్ వీ షుడ్ నాట్ ఇమాజిన్. దిస్ అ ఫిగరేటివ్ యూస్. అండ్ దిస్ మంత్ర అకర్స్ ఇన్ చాందోగ్య ఆల్సో ఇన్ ద థర్డ్ చాప్టర్ 12th సెక్షన్ 6th మంత్ర. శంకరాచార్య యాక్చువల్లీ రిఫర్స్ టు చాందోగ్య మంత్ర ఓన్లీ దిస్ భాష్యం. తావానస్య మహిమ తత్వజ్యాయాగస్య పురుష పాదోస్య సర్వభూతాని త్రిపాదస్య అమృతం దివి. దిస్ మంత్ర ఇస్ వెరీ సిమిలర్ టు ద మంత్ర వీ హ్యావ్ ఇన్ పురుష సూత్రం. అండ్ ద నెక్స్ట్ వర్డ్ ఇస్ టు. టు ఇండికేట్స్ ద నెగేషన్ ఆఫ్ పూర్వపక్ష, పూర్వపక్షిస్ అబ్జెక్షన్ టు. దెన్ శబ్దమూలత్వాత్, శబ్దమూలత్వాత్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ శృతి ప్రమాణం. శబ్ద రిఫర్స్ టు శృతి, మూలత్వాత్ ప్రమాణం. సో శబ్ద శృతి మూలం మీన్స్ ప్రమాణం. ఎస్ ఎం తత్ శబ్దమూలం తస్య భావ, సో శబ్దమూలం తస్మాత్. దర్ఫోర్ ది ఫైనల్ మీనింగ్ ఇస్ వాట్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ శృతి ప్రమాణం. హియర్ ది వర్డ్ శబ్దమూలత్వాత్ రెఫర్స్ టు దోస్ శృతి స్టేట్మెంట్స్, దోస్ వేదిక్ స్టేట్మెంట్స్ విచ్ రివీల్ ది నిరవయవత్వం ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ, పార్ట్లెస్నెస్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ. నిరవయవత్వం ఇస్ పార్ట్లెస్నెస్. దర్ఫోర్ బోత్ రెఫర్ టు శృతి ప్రమాణం ఓన్లీ. అండ్ ద ఫస్ట్ ఇస్ ది శృతి ప్రమాణం ఇస్ ఫార్ సవయవత్వం, దట్ ఈస్ ద పురుష సూక్త అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్. అండ్ సెకండ్ ఇస్ ఫార్ నిరవయవత్వం. బోత్ ఆర్ గివన్ హియర్ యాజ్ ప్రమాణం. సో శబ్దమూలత్వాత్ నిరవయవత్వస్య చ. సో అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద శృతి స్టేట్మెంట్ నౌ కెప్ట్ ఇన్ మైండ్ దట్ వీ హవ్ టోల్డ్ దిస్ బిఫోర్ ఇన్ ముండక ఉపనిషత్ సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ సెకండ్ సెక్షన్ 9th మంత్ర. హిరణ్మయే పరే కోశే విరజం బ్రహ్మ నిష్కళం. ఇన్ ముండక వీ హవ్ సీన్ సెకండ్ ముండక సెకండ్ సెక్షన్. దర్ఫోర్ దర్ ఇస్ నో ప్రాబ్లం. హిరణ్మయే పరే కోశే విరజం బ్రహ్మ నిష్కళం, నో పార్ట్స్. అండ్ దట్ ఇస్ వై ఫర్ అద్వైతిన్ ద వ్యావహారిక పారమార్థిక భేద బికమ్స్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఫర్ హిమ్. అండ్ బృహదారణ్యకుమారుడు ఇట్స్ వెరీ క్లియర్లీ సెడ్ ఎత్ర హి ద్వైతం ఇవ భవతి తత్ ఇతర ఇతరం జిగ్రతి ఇతర ఇతరం పశ్యతి ఇతర ఇతరకం శృణోతి ఇతర ఇతరం అభివదతి ఎత్ర వా అస్య సర్వం ఆత్మావభూ ఆత్మావాభూత్ తత్ కేనకం జిగ్రేత్ తత్ కేనకం పశ్యేత్ తత్ కేనకం శృణ్యాత్ ఆల్ దాట్. అండ్ ఇన్ ది అవిద్యా అవస్థ దర్ ఇస్ ఈశ్వర జీవ జగత్, దట్ భేద ఇస్ దర్ ఇన్ ద అవిద్యా అవస్థ. ఓన్లీ కార్యకారణ భేద సాధక సిద్ధ భేద ఆల్ దోస్ ఆల్ దీస్ డిఫరెన్సెస్ ఆర్ దర్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ ద అవిద్యా అవస్థ. ఇన్ విద్యావస్థ ఏకత్వం అనుపశ్యత తత్ర కో మోహ కో శోహ శోక వేర్ ఇస్ మోహం డెల్యూషన్ ఆర్ శోకం దుఃఖం. ఏకత్వం అనుపశ్యత వేర్ యు సీ ఓన్లీ వన్ వేర్ ఇస్ మోహం ఆర్ శోక. వన్స్ దిస్ టాపిక్ కమ్స్ విద్యా అండ్ అవిద్యా దే బోత్ కమ్. శంకరాచార్య గివ్ సో మెనీ శృతి స్టేట్మెంట్స్ విచ్ వెరీ క్లియర్లీ డిఫరెన్షియేట్ అవస్థాభేద. మృత్యోహో స మృత్యుమాప్నోతి యైహ నానేవ పశ్యతి. వన్స్ హూ సీస్ ప్లూరాలిటీ మృత్యోహో ఫ్రమ్ హీ గోస్ ఫ్రమ్ డెత్ టు డెత్. అదృశ్యే అనాత్మీయే నిరుక్తే అనిలయనే అభయం ప్రతిష్టా విందతే తైత్రీయ వ్యవసి. దర్ఫోర్ పారమార్థిక దృష్ట్యా అద్వైతం, వ్యావహారిక దృష్ట్యా ద్వైతం, ద్వైతం వా విశిష్టాద్వైతం వా. both are acceptable. So we say vyavaharika drishtya, empirically real. This has functional validity. Let us go to the next adhikaranam called Krishna Prasakti Adhikaranam. It's the same steps. Next sutra. Atmani chaivam vichitraschahi is the sutra, 28th sutra, 162 learning Brahma Sutra. Atmani chaivam vichitraschahi. The objection raised again in 2 Sutra 26 is being refuted by an illustration here. And in this, Vyasacharya, he points out, two orders of reality are possible and it is not an unknown thing to us. Because it's not something hypothetical. Vivarta Upadana Karanam is possible and is very much acceptable also. God has given us the example of Swapna, the dream. Here, Waker does not change the Vyavaharika status and without losing his status, projects a Swapna Prapancha, a dream world. I use Nidra Shakti for Swapna Prapancha. And for Jagrat Prapancha, I use Maya Shakti. So Nidra Shakti for creating the dream world and Maya Shakti to create the waking waker's world, Jagrat Prapancha. Individual power is Nidra Shakti and total power is Maya Shakti. My creator status is real, but the richness status, for example, in dream, I got a lottery and became very rich. That status governed by dream is unreal. With respect to Swapna Prapancham, I am the creator. I am the Ishwara. I created the entire Swapna Prapancha. Swapna Prapancha is real at the level of dream. And until I wake up, Swapna Prapancha is very much valid. Swapna food can satisfy Swapna hunger. It has a subjective reality. In its own plane, it has reality. My creative power is so much in dream. I can create everything, including all jivarasis and all other things. I create without undergoing any change, without any help from any external resource. The waker is Ishwara in producing an apparent dream world. Similarly, Brahman is Ishwara in creating an apparent waking world. If ordinary jiva can create an apparent dream world, why can't Brahman with Maya Shakti create an apparent waking world? Therefore, example is also there for what? Two orders of reality. Thus, Pratibhasikam Vyavaharika Bedam is the drishtanta, example for Vyavaharikam Paramarthika Beda. The subjective reality and the empirical reality, that is the example we have to understand. We give to understand the empirical reality and absolute reality. So the subjective reality and empirical reality is the example that we give to understand the empirical reality and absolute reality of Brahma. This is the gist of this sutra. Now let us do the word analysis. Atmani chaivam vichitrascha hi. Let us see the running meaning first. Vichitraha means manifold, manifold creation. This is known or experienced. Atmani in the case of Jivatma, in the form of dream. That all have to be supplied. They are not the sutra. So manifold vichitraha means manifold creation. We have to supply is known or experienced. Atmani in the case of Jivatma. Here Atma refers to Jivatma. In the form of dream, we have to supply. Cha means and. In the case of magician, for example, so like so many people, examples are given. In the form of magical products, a magician creates a lot of magical products. It is not said in the sutra, but Shankaracharya, he takes that for the meaning of cha. Actually, that is why in Dakshinamurti Sutram also, Sotram, there's a beautiful sloka. Bijasyantarivankuro jagadidam prangnirvikalpam punaha maya kalpita deshakala kalanam vaichitrya chitrikritam maya viva vijrimbayatyapi maha yogi vayasvechaya tasmai shri guru murtaye namayidam shri dakshina murtaye maya viva vijrimbayatyapi maha yogi va. Therefore, cha means, and in the case of Mayavi, a magician, in the form of magical magician's products, whatever he has created by magic, therefore he therefore evam evam means a similar creation is possible in the case of brahman also we have to supply okay now we will see the significance of the words these are running meaning let us see the significance of the various words first one is atmani atmani refers to in the self here by using the word atmani vyasacharya indicates the jivaatma the individual jivaatma who is the creator of this swapna prapancha the dream world the individual jivaatma is the creator of the swapna prapancha so yourself for example there is no you don't have to go anywhere else for the example you yourself is the example or the example atmani means in yourself atmani as we saw again in Dakshinamurti stotra vishvam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam nijantargatam pashyannatmani mayaya bahirivodbhutam yatha nidraya yatha nidraya that is the example atmani nidraya I create a swapna prapancha a dream world of lower order of reality brahman creates a jagrat prapancha I create a swapna prapancha therefore mine is a lower order compared to brahman therefore atmani means jivaatmani vishve ityartha create all these meanings then cha is the conjunction it indicates other examples also like such as magicians or the siddha purusha they create so many things one who has got lot of siddhis trishank swargam they created they also can create hallucinations and all that and that is indicated by the word cha then evam evam means similar creation is possible for brahman similarly such a creation is possible for brahman also so if vyavaharika jiva can create pratibhasika swapna paramarthikam brahma can create vyavaharika prapancha vyavaharika jiva can create pratibhasika swapna paramarthikam brahma can create vyavaharika prapancha what is the problem here that is the question this is dantins as all the purvapakshis therefore evam sambhavati and the next word is what vichitraha cha and there are two chas here in the sutra vichitraha means manifold creation in waking I am limited primarily by so many things like money for example having finances wealth and all that I am limited in the waking state and so many other factors are all there if I have to create a house in the waking state it is all so tough whereas in the dream state in dream srishti my shakti is what ananta shakti infinite power I have I can create not just one house I can create a world itself vichitraha manifold and this is for the one cha the second cha it can be taken for conjunction with the previous sutra okay for this vyasacharya he need not give any shruti support because dream is of a lower of order of reality is a very evident thing to all of us he doesn't need any shruti support to show this incidentally in Visishtadvaitam dream is also accepted as real they say everything that happens in dream is real we are not discussing that aspect now we are assuming that everybody agrees that the dream is unreal we are arguing based on the assuming based on that premise that is why whenever something is unreal what do we ask are you daydreaming are you seeing a dream that's what we are asking therefore even in the laukika view in day to day life it is very clear that dream is unreal therefore we are accepting that and so we state that the dream is unreal we don't require shruti pramanam for that veda does not have to come to prove for us to understand the dream is unreal but still Shankaracharya gives shruti pramana as a further support and that is the quotation from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad from Swayam Jyoti Brahmana we have seen all this Swayam Jyoti Brahmana mandala very elaborate I think I recited the entire Brahma Gyanavadi mala during the discussion when I concluded Swayam Jyoti Brahmana this is the fourth chapter third section 10th mantra na tatra rathaha na ratayogaha na pantanaha bhavanti ata ratan ratayogan pataha sujate na tatra ananda mudaha pramudo bhavanti ఏతానందా ముదః ప్రముదః సృజతే న తత్ర వేషాంతః పుష్కరిణ్యః స్రవంత్యో భవంతి అత వేషాంత పుష్కరిణీ స్రవంతీ సృజతే సహి కర్త న తత్ర రథః రథయోగః పంతానః దర్ ఇస్ నో చారియట్ నో రథ నో రథయోగ రథయోగ మీన్ దోగస్ హార్సెస్ రథం టైడ్ విత్ హార్సెస్ పంత పాత్ దర్ ఇస్ నో వే నో హైవే నన్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ దేర్ ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ దేర్ అట్ ఆల్ యాస్ గివెన్ ఇన్ ద స్వయం జ్యోతి బ్రాహ్మణం అట్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్ అవేకనింగ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ సెడ్ ఇన్ స్వప్న ఓన్లీ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ రియాలిటీస్ ఇన్ స్వప్న ఇన్ ద డ్రీమ్ ఫర్ ద స్వప్న టు బి అన్రియల్ యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టు రిక్వైర్ శృతి ప్రమాణం అట్ ఆల్ సుర శంకరాచార్య గివ్స్ ద శృతి ప్రమాణం ఇన్ హిస్ భాష్యం అండ్ బికాస్ హీ సెడ్ దిస్ వి ఆర్ ఆల్సో రీడింగ్ దట్ హియర్ సో లెట్ అస్ గో టు ది నెక్స్ట్ సూత్రం ఇన్ ది నెక్స్ట్ క్లాస్ యో వేదాదౌ స్వర ప్రోక్తో వేదాంతే చ ప్రతిష్ఠితః తస్య ప్రకృతిలీనస్య పరస మహేశ్వరః పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే ఓం శాంతి 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 శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః హరిః ఓం.